I've always been amazed how the day of a wedding seems so special to husband and wife. And yet it is just another day for folks other than the wedding party. On any given wedding day, there are people, young and old, rich and poor, beautiful and not so beautiful, who are driving around or walking the streets looking for something to do. They're looking for some kind of meaning in their lives. There are lonely people, rich and poor, handsome or not, looking for someone who cares. And if any of these lonely people happen to walk into a beautiful church during a wedding, what would they think? I imagine some would think it's just another wedding. Some, the more romantic type, might get caught up in the beauty of the bridal couple, the wedding party and the beautiful flowers. The romantic would dream of happiness forever. For the wedding couple, it is not just another wedding, and the wedding day will mark the calendar of their lives forever. And most couples are old enough and have seen enough suffering in life to know that they cannot live together as if it is a romantic dream that will carry them into eternal bliss. If realistic, married couples know that when all is said and done, the meaning of their life together, the meaning of their love for each other, and the trust that they have for each other must somehow be rooted in their love of God. For they will need His blessing over and over again. One time at a wedding, I asked the couple, "Do you know that your love for each other today is not enough for a lifetime? Do you know that by yourselves alone you cannot make this marriage work? Like every other married couple, you need God's blessing for your love." Some years later, the groom told me that my question at the time made him very angry. But over time, he learned that love is a fragile thing. Love needs nurturing. Trust and faith between husband and wife is something that needs constant attention, and that before God. Married love on the wedding day is full and it will grow deeper. And on that day they promise to each other before God and family and friends that they will help each other build the trust and love they will need. They promise to stand by each other in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, until death. Down the road there will be difficult times. There may be some days when living and keeping marriage promises may seem like the only measure of their love. Marriage, like all of life, has growing pains, but compared to the beauty of their love, the pain is nothing. The late Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, said, "By the sacrament of marriage, the family, in fact, begins as a domestic church. Active involvement in the local parish ties a couple closely to the parish community. The true test of love will be living with an active faith. Look at a happy marriage. Look to the wife and husband who reach out with love to their family, their friends. Look to the couples who care for family, for their neighbors, who care for the elderly, for the poor and the sick. Love that is true is not just for wife and husband, but reaches out all around in the parish community." That is what we mean when we say marriage is a sacrament of the love of God. God's love takes flesh and reaches out to others through married love. It is the vocation of a Christian couple to reach out to those lonely people who are never far from us, to let them know God loves them because they do. That is the vocation in married life, to share love with those in need. There is a final word I offer to husband and wife. Don't be embarrassed to take your love and your life together to prayer. Learn how to pray together. It works. God loves you and loves your marriage. He is a faithful God. He will be with you not only when you are good. He wants to be with you in love all the days of your life. If you believe that, yours will be a happy marriage. The community of faith is not just at a wedding to watch, not just to celebrate later. The community is present to pray for and to pray with the new wife and husband. And as their friends, we promise to be with them and support them in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, all the days of their lives.